at you're a broker. What specifically do you do?
I broke derivatives, which are these things you hear about.
I'm none the wiser.
Okay, well, they are like highly leveraged products. So
I'm none the wiser.
You don't actually buy or sell a commodity. You just buy an option to buy or sell that commodity at a certain price.
So in other words, it's a gamble, isn't it? It's like gambling.
Yeah, it's a very, very high-risk gamble, much more risky than just, say, buying shares.
And so you're on commission?
Yes, I work on commission, yeah.
And so you are driven, the whole system, the way it's set up, drives you to take as much risk as you can get away with, surely?
Well, not me personally. I am just broking orders for traders who are giving the orders. But yes, those traders, I mean, you know, as you say, if they make massive gains, they take a percentage home with them. If they lose everything, then there's no penalty. So that is a failing of the system.
And some of those brokers that you are trading for, Matt, what type of money do they make on a big gamble? What are we talking about here? How much would they take home with them if a big gamble pays off?
Are you talking about like funds or just individual brokers?
Individual brokers. Do you know?
I don't know. Someone who is a trader could make maybe 10 million a year if he does well.
Wow.
Someone who is broking the orders for that trader, so therefore not actually taking any risk. The trader will be sitting at a bank. He decides he wants to take a position, okay?
Yeah.
So he will ring someone like me who's a broker and he says, right, I want to buy X amount of these or I want to do whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then myself as a broker or another broker, whoever is speaking to him, will go into the market and find people who are willing to sell him that position so he can buy it. And then when that is executed, you will get a commission on that. I know brokers who earn upwards of £100,000 a month.
And are you honestly telling me, and look, I am totally naive about this, so I'm just learning about this, and I'm not ashamed to say that.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that these people can make 100 grand a month, some at the very top, 10 million a year, and that's the upside of the risk, but the downside of the risk is they lose nothing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Well, that's just crazy.
I know it is, but that's the system that we work in, I'm afraid. I mean, you know, I don't make the system. I just work inside it. So,
and are you at the bottom then? Are you making big money?
No, I wish I was. I'm doing okay, but I'm not anywhere near those leagues of the sort of brokers you see.
Are you in hedging?
Am I what, sorry?
In hedging?
Am I in hedging?
Yeah. Do you hedge?
I don't really know what you mean.
Right. To be honest with you, we've just seen a text coming in that says that.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I know what hedging is, but no, I mean, hedging is if you've got a position on and you're carrying an amount of risk somewhere, then you can open positions, especially in derivatives that I trade in, that will sort of hedge that risk. But I specifically just broke orders for clients. I don't actually personally take any risk myself.
You see,
Trader A rings me, gives me an order. I execute that order in the market for him and just charge him a commission.
The reason I'm so interested, Evan and David, in speaking to Matt tonight is because I just do wonder, to be fair to these bankers, I wonder what it does to your mind, how difficult it must be as a human being, that if you've got the potential for the upside being so great and the potential for the downside not really harming you at all, would we all not do it if we had the chance?
Well,
you can make 10 million, you can make a million, or you can lose nothing. It's human nature, is it not?
It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean,